Welcome to Hearsay, KBIA's community storytelling project. It's your stories, told here.
Today we have a special episode.
We're bringing you the best of Hearsay.
I'm Abigail Keel.
I'm Hope Kerwin.
And I'm Tori Ross.
When we started this project in February, we weren't sure if it would work.
So, Abigail, how do you feel about our first Hearsay adventure?
I'm nervous.
So we're just going to talk to people.
Well, I'm afraid that we won't be able to get stories out of them.
And sometimes people didn't want to share with us.
Yeah, I'm not interested
in
participating.
Thank you.
It could be anything.
I'm not a good candidate.
Okay.
I'm probably not such a good person to ask.
Okay. That's all right.
We developed thick skins pretty quick, but many of you were willing to share.
And here are some of our favorite stories.
This one's from Katie McDonald at the farmer's market. She told us about a dinner she'll never forget.
One time, my parents served up dinner and it looked like pulled pork sandwiches. And we got halfway through, my sister and I got halfway through them. And then they tell us that it's actually pulled raccoon. And we finished the sandwiches because they were delicious.
After Reverend Clarnell Nervick's son married a woman from the Philippines, she went to visit them at their new home in Dubai. But when she found out her visa wouldn't cover her entire trip, she got a little nervous.
And so I go there, and the whole time I'm there, I'm kind of nervous, and I'm talking to them, you know, and about it, and thinking at the same time as loving this precious, precious baby. And then finally she just says, "You'll be okay, you're white, they won't bother you. That's why I wish I were white." And it just broke my heart, just this thought of, we are all the same, and she's family, and yet I am treated differently than she is.
Our trip to Hickman High School gave us some of the most honest stories. Laura Cutts just turned 18, and she had some poignant realizations.
So when I was little, I thought that 18 was like the epitome of, you know, you're still young and so you can, you're not like stupid and old and whatever, but you're not a kid anymore. And I turned 18 on the 2nd of September. And it was really weird because, of course, in your different birthdays, you don't feel any different, really. But there's all this huge deal about, oh, you're 18 now. I still have like the same concerns I had previously. I still have to ask to go to the bathroom at school. I still have all these, I'm still a kid. And so it was kind of anticlimactic, really. Not disappointing, just more of a reality check of how time passes, and it's not that big of a deal, it's just time passing.
The most important thing we've learned is that sometimes the simplest words are the most powerful. Here's Gene Robertson with his story about love.
Well, I can tell you this, I'm 80, and most of my loves are dead. So I've lost a lot of loves.
What's one of your favorite memories of being in love?
Holding hands. Having someone who you know loves you hold your hand.
Thanks for listening to Hearsay. For more stories from around the area, go to kbia.org/hearsay, H-E-R-E.
And to hear your favorite stories, find our podcast on iTunes.
Today's outro music is provided by our very own Tori Ross.
We gonna do what they say can't be done. It can't be done. We got a long way to go and a short time to get. Oh my God, have you guys never seen Smokey and the Bandit?